We didn't say Lam Natseach today in Shachris. Luach Eretz Yisrael, of course, different minhagim about this, but it seems that the Kam Minag, at least here in Eretz Yisrael, is not to say. Halicha Shlomo says not to say. What is the reason for that? So some Sfarim quote that the Chazon Ish said, most of the world, they're still observing Yontiv. So you're going to say Yancha Hashem B'Yom Tzara. It's not a Yom Tzara because most of the world is observing Yontiv. It's like the boomerang effect of Yom Tov Sheni back on Eretz Yisrael. But maybe it's more than that. That today is known as Isru Chag. What is that exactly? What is Isru Chag? So the Gemara says in Maseches Sukkah that one who eats and drinks be Isru Chag, it's as though he built a mizbeach and offered a korban. And that's based, of course, on the pasuk in Tehillim that we say in Hallel, Isru Chag ba'avosi madkarnos ha-mizbeach. So, and this is quoted in Shulchan Aruch in the Ramah in Tav Chav Tes in Hilchas Pesach, but it would apply equally, of course, after Sukkot as well today on Isru Chag. But what is that about? You eat and drink, it's as though you were makar of a korban. What's the significance of that? Many have the practice not to fast on Isru Chag if there would be a reason to do so. So what is Isru Chag all about? Just the name, Isru Chag, means bind or tie up the Chag, ba'avosim, with strong ropes. It's like we're holding on to the Chag in some way. Some Sfarim quote that from the Arizal, that the Kedusha of Yom Tov remains a little bit afterwards. This is something that may even be expressed in a different area of Halacha. Maybe you can help us understand a little better what this concept of Isru Chag is. The Gemara says in Psachim, Avrei Psachim, Kuf Beis Amud Beis, discusses what is the procedure for saying Havdalah and Kiddush when Yom Tov falls after Shabbos. And we know we pass in Yak Nahaz. So not represented in Yak Nahaz is a Beis. There's no Beis in Yak Nahaz. We don't make the bracha on the Besamin when we go from Shabbos to Yom Tov. Why not? Different Rishonim give different explanations. Some Rishonim explain that the Besamim is because we lose the Neshama Yisera. But we have the Neshama Yisera on Yom Tov as well. And therefore, there's no Besamim from Shabbos to Yom Tov. But that just begs an additional question, a follow-up question. Im Kain, why don't we make Borei Minei Besamim on Motzei Yom Tov? We never say Borei Minei Besamim on Motzei Yom Tov. So the Ramban says that the Neshama Yisera doesn't necessarily leave after Yom Tov. It leaves after Shabbos, does not necessarily leave after Yom Tov. Very interesting. And that's why we don't make the bracha of Borei Minei Besamim. So some of the Sifrei Chassidus say, each one in his own style, the Kedushas Levi, Sfas Emes, others, the following, that when it comes to Shabbos, the nature of Shabbos and the Kedusha of Shabbos is something which is, you know, Kedusha Shabbos is Kviya V'Kaima. Human beings have no role in establishing Kedusha Shabbos, and we can't really, it comes on its own and it leaves on its own. When it comes to Kedushas Yom Tov, so we do have a role in establishing Kedushas Yom Tov, and it is possible as well to hold on to the Kedushas Yom Tov afterwards. And each Yom Tov, each Chag, has a theme of that Chag, a spiritual theme, and that's something that we can tap into all year round. It's just something which exists in a much more concentrated way, much more obvious way on the Chag. But if we're able to go ahead and to tap into that the rest of the year, so then in a certain sense, we would be living in that reality even after the Chag is over. And that's something which is possible, especially right after the Chag, when we're still affected and we're still basking, hopefully, in the light of that Chag. The Rishami refers to Isru Chag as Berei de Moada, the son of the Moed, that it's something which is ongoing and which is continuing. So you can view it really as two ways. Perhaps there's an assumption that we still have an impact of the Chag is still making an impact on us. Or maybe the point of to be marbik tzas b'achila v'shtia is as a message to us that we should keep the messages of the Chag going. And that being the case, so today would be a wonderful day for us to think about as perhaps we're a little bit marbe b'achila v'shtia maybe, that what is exactly what we want to take with us from the Chag. So many important messages of Sukkot, of Simchas Torah, of HaKadosh Baruch Hu being the one who provides for us, of the Kasher L'Prei Daschem, the fact that we have a special closeness with Hashem, of the fact that of Avas HaTorah and Simchas HaTorah and the connection between the Kirva that we have with HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the Simchas HaTorah. And that's something, of course, that we can take with us into the entire year. So hopefully we should be successful in doing that. Have a wonderful day. And once again, whoever can stay and help put the tables back together, that would be very important and appreciated.